Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about Metro Atlanta Business Network and how they're leveraging LinkedIn connections. My guest today is the founder and CEO of Metro Atlanta Business Network. She and her daughter, managing partner, Ms. Janelle Hamilton, host monthly Metro Mixer networking events exclusively for LinkedIn members. Their organization provides an innovative forum for LinkedIn members to meet face-to-face in order to form strategic alliances that lead to profitable results. We are excited to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know network of first-class business professionals, Ms. Dallas Hamilton. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sparkplug and audience.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to the interview.
Well, great. Are you ready to talk about leveraging LinkedIn connections?
I'm always ready to talk about leveraging LinkedIn connections, yes.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. Dallas, tell us why people should join LinkedIn if they're already on Twitter, Facebook, FriendFeed, et cetera.
Well, LinkedIn, first of all, is a forum for adults, specifically for professionals who are looking to be monetized. It's the largest social network in the world for professionals. It has over 70 million members. Now, Facebook's numbers are larger, but it's not focused on professionals. On LinkedIn, you don't need to deal with the chatter, nor do you open yourself up to your connections, seeing the dysfunction of other members who may be connected to you. 50% of LinkedIn members are decision makers. By the way, I happen to have a Facebook business page, and I also have a Twitter account. In fact, I'm a member of several professional social media sites. However, I use them only for directing traffic back to my LinkedIn profile. So when I go to one of those sites, what I do is I fill out the basic profile on the pages, and then I put, for more information about me or Metro Atlanta Business Network, and then I add my LinkedIn profile URL.
Well, what gave you the idea to host networking events exclusively for LinkedIn members in Metro Atlanta, and what can LinkedIn members expect to get from these events?
Well, I tried to avoid it at first, but the fact is I have over 20 years of experience planning various events. I was a Hispanic Employment Program Manager for the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs many years ago, and we coordinated a lot of events with the Latin community. My husband, Greg, is a retired Air Force officer, and as a result, I served several terms on the Officer Spouses Club Board, and we were always planning events throughout the year. Anyway, I had much more experience in that, but my friends and business associates just kept telling me that I should host networking events. And at first, I wasn't interested. I liked going to them, but really networking events in Atlanta are a dime a dozen, so I just really wasn't interested. It's totally different organizing events with a corporate budget than it is building a networking business from the ground up. But it kept coming back to me and kept coming back to me, and eventually my daughter, Janelle, who is now my business managing partner, convinced me that I needed to pay attention to what people were telling me. And once she agreed to help, I decided to do it. I was so impressed with LinkedIn's concept of connecting professionals that I decided to build our business model around it. So all our events are exclusively for LinkedIn members. Whether you're an attendee, an exhibitor, or a sponsor, you must be a LinkedIn member to attend. And for anybody who is interested and they're not already a member, they can sign up for free at our website. We're going to be putting a LinkedIn link up there. We haven't gotten it yet. So if you go there before we have that ready, just go to their website, which is www.linkedin.com. As far as your other question, what we offer LinkedIn members is a forum for connecting to dynamic, well-connected business leaders through our face-to-face monthly Metro Mixers, as well as other events, including a large September expo that we're having at the World Trade Center, Atlanta.
Well, tell us briefly about your expo that's coming up in September.
The expo is going to be held at the World Trade Center, Atlanta, on September 25th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A LinkedIn corporate is going to be there. We're really excited about that. We're having workshops, LinkedIn training. We're having a business fashion show where we're going to be featuring LinkedIn professionals. We're going to have a 15 minutes of fame where members can buy 5, 10, or 15 minutes on stage to showcase their unusual talents that they have before other LinkedIn members who are attending.
Well, how did LinkedIn at corporate get involved with your organization?
Well, actually, I had been trying to get their attention for quite some time, but as you can imagine, they have people contacting them all the time. But eventually, I caught their attention only to find out that actually I had been on their radar for a while. So I was pleased to hear that. They are in contact with me every other week. They're watching me. They're interested in talking to me about our expo and our monthly Metro Mixers. And I guess they like the concept of what I'm doing, and I'm putting their name out there. LinkedIn is actually starting LinkedIn Live events, but I'm many steps ahead of what they're already doing, so I think that's why I have caught their attention.
How many connections do you have on LinkedIn, and what does this mean anyway, and how are you leveraging your connections to help your business grow?
Well, LinkedIn, first of all, LinkedIn connections are based on first, second, and third level connections. I think a good analogy is the 6 degrees of separation theory that states we're all connected to everyone in the world, including historical figures, through 6 people. And to me, LinkedIn is just that. It's just that LinkedIn only shows 3 levels, but there's other levels that you don't see. For example, on my first level, I have over 3,800 connections, but through the people I can reach through them, on my second level, I have over 1 million connections, and by the time you get to my third level, I have over 13 million connections. In fact, the total number of LinkedIn members that I can reach through a LinkedIn member introduction is almost 15 million, I think 14,700,000 the last time I looked. So I have access to almost 15 million members on LinkedIn. So what? Well, I guess if I was on Facebook or some of the other sites, it wouldn't have much of an impact other than bragging rights to how many friends you have. On LinkedIn, however, having access to that many people means that you can reach just about anybody in the corporate world, either directly or through an introduction, and I think that's amazing. As I said, you know, LinkedIn shows you 3 levels, but there's additional levels you don't see. And to me, LinkedIn is the 6 degrees of separation connection. I believe that you can reach anyone through an introduction on LinkedIn, including heads of major corporations, entertainment artists, or even a long-lost friend or coworker. On LinkedIn, I'm also the owner of 2 LinkedIn groups, one called Lioness, and that's L-I-O-N-E with $$. The tagline for that is the Sisterhood of Businesswomen. For those of you who don't know, LION is a LinkedIn acronym for LinkedIn Open Networker. And LION is someone who accepts all connect requests and never selects the I don't know this user referred to on LinkedIn as an IDK. And that's important because IDK tags you as somebody who is spamming. Our group, Lioness, is exclusively for female open networkers. We also have a main group, Metro Atlanta Business Network, same name as our company, and it is the hottest, fastest-growing LinkedIn group in Atlanta right now. And that is a forum for our members to share business information and to keep updated on our events. To answer your question on how I leverage those connections, I leverage my connections by having access to all my connections and my connections to connections in order to share with all those members about our upcoming events. And I also use my connections to open doors for other members who want to be introduced for people such as HR managers, industry leaders, and other LinkedIn members. LinkedIn is relationship-based. Subsequently, the rate of response on LinkedIn is unprecedented. For example, when you spam somebody, the rate of response is about 0.5%. Through standard direct mail, that number goes up to 2%. But on LinkedIn, the rate of response is 75 to 85%, and that's because LinkedIn is relationship-centered.
Well, what is your best advice? Well, I guess I should say it like this. What is your best tip, your LinkedIn tips for beginners and seasoned professionals?
For beginners, I would say it's key that you upload your photo. I see all the time where people don't bother doing that or they put their company logo up there. But ideally, a professional headshot is best. But you can also crop a good photo of yourself and use that as your headshot. You don't want to show pictures with your family, your friends, or of you at a distance where people can't really see you. And definitely leave the logos off. That's not something that people on LinkedIn want to look at. Members want to see you, and they want to recognize you, especially when you come to our events. In fact, members are more likely to do business with someone they can see. Another beginner tip, I guess, is adding your website to your profile, and then you customize it. A lot of people don't realize that you can customize it, but if you go to the website link that's right there on your profile page, and if you click on the edit button to the right, there's a drop down. So if you will go to the other, the drop down that says other, it will allow you to go in there and type up the name of your website so it doesn't just say my company or my blog or my website. The other beginner tip I would say is join 50 groups. Now, a lot of people wonder why we join 50 groups. And I always belong to 50 groups. But what I do is I stay very active with a couple of them, and the rest of them I turn off the settings so that I'm not inundated with all kinds of messages. Now, the advantage of joining the 50 groups is that you now have access to all their members. So that now when you try to connect to someone else on LinkedIn and you don't know them, when you send them a connect request, you can select the option that shows that you share a group with them. And members are more likely to connect with you when they share some commonality. And also upload your resume. And that way, it will populate all the fields on your LinkedIn page, including the education and school, so that you don't have to manually add the information. For more seasoned LinkedIners, I would say add some applications. There's all kinds of applications on there. There's one for events, which lets others know what events you're attending, and it allows you to see which ones they're attending. Another good application is polls, where you can ask or answer questions. There's also a Twitter feed, slide presentations, travel applications, a Typepad blog link, Amazon reading list, so that you can see what others are reading and what they can see what you're reading. And there's a lot of other applications. The one thing that people don't think about on LinkedIn is that you can use LinkedIn for global business. You can actually use it to find overseas partners. I recently heard that only 1% of people who want to do business overseas are currently utilizing Facebook or LinkedIn for international business. That, to me, is an untapped opportunity. So all you would need to do is, my suggestion is go to the advanced search and add keywords and then add the country that you're looking to do business in. And you can see, for example, who sells maybe widgets in China or who has networking events in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Who are some of the clothiers in Italy? And even just for others who share your interests, the possibilities are endless with that. In fact, right now, HR companies are using LinkedIn to check out potential hires and their competition and to find people who are not looking for another job but maybe have the qualifications that they need, and they will use them to entice them into their company.
Well, how can our listeners get more information about your upcoming events in Metro Atlanta? And are there any plans to take this form nationwide?
Well, the website for Metro Atlanta Business Network is www.metroabn.com. That's Metro ABN, MetroABN. We're updating our website over the next month, and we're adding a lot of information, including information on our monthly Metro Mixers and our September Expo at the World Trade Center Atlanta. That's going to include LinkedIn workshops, a phenomenal business fashion show, the 15 Minutes of Fame that I talked about earlier. By the way, we also still have room for more exhibitors and sponsors. Exhibitor tables start at $250 and sponsorships start at $1,000. So if any of the listeners are interested in marketing your business in front of LinkedIn business leaders, please contact me before all our spaces are taken. We also offer exhibitor booths, our monthly Metro Mixers. Those are held the second Thursday of each month. Those tables are $125, $100 if you're a member of our LinkedIn group. And if anybody has any questions, again, just go to the website, www.metroabn.com, or you can call me directly. My number is 770-870-9401. As far as taking our forum nationwide, yes, we plan on doing just that. In fact, we are planning to expand globally because we have significant connections in numerous countries. We have already had requests from LinkedIn members in other states wondering if we were coming to their state. We even received a request from another significant social networker, a network rather, whose founder is overseas, to host similar events for their company. Right now, however, I would say Atlanta is our home base, and we want to really fine-tune our business model in the Metro Atlanta business area before branching out. And then as opportunities arise, absolutely, yes, we want to expand our events nationwide and eventually globally.
Well, before we bring this interview to our close, is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding LinkedIn and why they should join?
Any social networking business event that you go to, I would say at least 70% of the people are on LinkedIn, and it's just so much easier to follow up with them when you get home. I go to networking events all the time, and I happen to know that it seems like I'm the one that's always sending the connect request. People very seldom get back with me, and I don't think it's something personal. I think people just collect cards, and then they don't really do anything with it. But on LinkedIn, when you come to our events, knowing that everybody in the room is on LinkedIn, whether they're an attendee, an exhibitor, or a sponsor, it's so easy to follow up. You just go home, you go to your LinkedIn page, you go to the advanced search, you have their business card in your hand, so you just go put their first name in, their last name, their zip code, and there they are. And not only now do you have the information that's on their business card, but you can see what kind of affiliations they're in, you can see their education, you can see some of their connections, the groups that they're on, and it just paints a bigger picture of that person that is a potential business partner.
Well, Ms. Dallas Hamilton, one more time, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Yes, please go to our website, which is www.metroadn.com, or you can contact me directly. My number is 770-870-9401. I forgot to mention something about a very significant company that's coming to our expo that I think your listeners would be interested. Can I talk about that for
sure.
Just a moment?
Sure.
Grid TV is one of our expo exhibitors. Grid TV is the oldest, largest IPTV company in the world. IPTV stands for Internet Protocol TV. They have all the internet channels. Well, I happen to be the charter partner for Grid TV in Georgia. Our corporate offices are in Germany and in Switzerland, and we have satellite offices in Russia, France, and Spain. Grid TV is going to be launching in the United States at our September expo. So you will definitely want to attend the expo to hear more about what we offer. In fact, Grid TV has created an international real estate TV network that shows video expose property listings across 250 internet TV channels globally. We make a customized 24/7 TV channel for every property owner who wants to market their property presentation in a video format. And we also give a corresponding 24/7 channel to the listing agent who can show multiple listings on his or her own channel. In addition, we're going to honor the person who's referring these selling agents and property owners to us with a finder's fee on every property listing presented on a real estate video expose TV channel. So we're going to be signing up realtors for their own internet TV channels at our expo at no cost to them. And we're also looking to hire camera operators to send out on assignments with photojournalists. You don't have to wait until September to get that information. If anybody's interested, you can call me at 770-870-9401. But tell all the realtors that you know and anybody who's looking to be hired as a camera person about what we're doing.
Dallas, spell that Grid TV so there's no misunderstanding, please.
Grid, G-R-I-D. In fact, the website is grid-tv.com. However, when you go to the website, since they have been European until now, it is in German. But if you look in the upper right-hand corner, there's a small British flag, and if you click on that, it will give you the English version. Now, since they're just now coming to the United States, the English version is not that fully developed. So what I suggest is go to the English version so you can read about what we do unless you read German. But then go back to the German one since it's more developed, and just through the pictures and information that's on there, you can get an idea of just how significant they are.
Well, Ms. Dallas Hamilton, founder and CEO of Metro Atlanta Business Network, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
I appreciate it, Spark Plug, and I look forward to seeing you at our events as well. I know you're going to be sponsoring some of our events, and very excited about that. We've got a lot of people interested and people you need to know.
Yeah, I look forward to being there.
Okay.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals, like Miss Dallas Hamilton. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. You can find me on LinkedIn at The Spark Plug. That's T-H-E Spark Plug. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fine job. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.